Do not negotiate your faith. May the Lord bless you and allow us to have a few minutes together with God. The Bible says in Daniel 3, verses 14 through 18, Nebuchadnezzar said to them, "Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you refuse to serve my God or to worship the gold statue I have set up? I will give you one more chance to bow down and worship the statue I have made when you hear the sound of the musical instruments. But shall you refuse, you will be thrown immediately into the blazing furnace. What God will be able to rescue you from my power then?" Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied, "Oh, Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God whom we serve is able to save us. He will rescue us from your power, your majesty. But even if he doesn't, we want to make it clear to you, your majesty, that we will never serve your gods or worship the gold statue you have set up." These three God-fearing young men should inspire us that our faith in the Lord is not negotiable, no matter how difficult the circumstances may be. Walking and trusting in God means letting him defend you and do what you cannot do humanly, especially when your life is in danger of death. These youth stood before the king in defense of their faith and essentially said, "We do not need to defend ourselves or do anything for ourselves because the God we serve can deliver us from your hand." This is audacious faith. What bravery, what conviction, what trust in God. In other words, they were telling him, "You may be the king of Babylon, but we serve and obey the King of Kings. And if not, if God doesn't deliver us from the furnace, we will still to continue to worship and serve him." This conviction of faith is worthy of imitation. God is sovereign to work a miracle in your life, in your family, in your sickness, marriage, your relationships, work, and finances. But if God does not act as you desire, he is still God. His faithfulness, goodness, and mercy remains intact. His will is perfect and does not depend on us. His yes is yes and his no is no. Do not negotiate your faith for a no from God. Human conditions limit your ability to believe, but they do not limit God's power. The Lord is eternal to glorify his glory in the way he desires. God is looking for children who do not negotiate their faith, who can declare as if not, like these youth in today's text, "God can deliver me from this trial by fire, and if not, I will still believe, I will still love, and I will still serve him." Today we can raise your voice and tell the enemy, "My God can, and if not, I still serve and worship him. He is my King, my Savior, and Lord. Do not negotiate your faith." I'd like to leave you with this promise in Habakkuk 2:3. "For the vision is yet for the appointed time. It satisfies about the end and will not lie. Though it delays, wait for it, since it will certainly come and not be late." Have a blessed day. And remember, whatever God answers to your prayer is, do not judge his will. He still loves you. Do not negotiate your faith.